Point of View.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
AfriForum is going to take the city of Johannesburg to court. Now, this is on the back of the kind of billing that we are likely to see beginning on Friday. Now, they're going to help us understand exactly what this means, because ultimately at the end of this, what is likely to happen is that those of us who are paying school fees are likely to be faced with astronomical hikes in school fees stemming from the rate hikes that will be coming through from the city's billing. So let me try and understand this further with Monet Mostert, who is head of local government at AfriForum. Monet, thanks for your time. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Explain these rate hikes for us, Monet, because I'm not sure I understand what exactly is going on here.
Okay, so the city of Johannesburg, originally within the property rates policy, had a category for educational institutions. This is now public and private schools, this is colleges and universities, which this rate was much lower than your commercial businesses rate or your industrial areas rate. So the rate was lower, and a good reason for that is that usually education institutions are there to uplift the community, is there for purpose not to, you know, have large
overheads.
Sums of you know, it's there for the community.
Sure.
And so there's a good reason for the tariffs to differ. But with the latest property rates policy, the city of Johannesburg has elected to remove this category within their policy. Now, the properties cannot go be without a category, but then they are lumping all of the schools in together with the business properties within the city's jurisdiction. So the end result of this is that public and private schools will be liable for property rates at some, in some cases, at about 10 times the amounts that they usually made. So if we say that a school has about 70 million rand valuation on their property, their rates will increase from 12,000 rand to about 126,000 rand, which is a steep increase. And these increases are going to translate that someone would be paying for this amount. And in private schools, it translates that that the parents will, through their school fees, be paying the amounts to this to the municipality. And what AfriForum feels like is like this decision to change the category did not actually go through the proper public participation process, firstly, but secondly, there's something irrational to be able to have a business that actually looking for to make money, and you versus that with a school that has an absolute focus of bettering the community. And I think therein lies a irrational decision by the city that AfriForum has instructed our attorneys to write a legal letter to the city, where they have not responded yet. They have time till tomorrow to respond. But in the event that they don't give us the correct information, or they actually cannot explain on why and on what basis these steep increases are being legislatively forced on schools, then we have no other decision but to actually go to court.
So am I right in saying that it didn't go through a consultation process, a public participation process? It in itself is illegal. How did it get through?
So there was a public participation process for this policy.
Correct.
But in that original process, we saw that the education category was still in. But at the last instance, as the property rights policy was approved by council, then this category was removed. Why it was removed, or when the decision was taken to remove it, we are requesting that information specifically specifically from the city of Johannesburg. But you can understand that this has huge infected impacts on schools across the city of Johannesburg, and it might in certain instances mean that school won't be able to actually continue functioning due to the steep increases.
Is there a process by which schools can be exempted outside of this clause?
So, in certain instances, if you have a private school that is already registered as a public benefit organization, at SARS, so you must understand that it's a whole separate process. But if there is some private schools that are already public benefit organizations, they could be covered by another category. But if private schools can't be able to be lobbed in with that, public schools can't be able to lobbed in with that category. So they are going to be able to go to another category that also increases their rates about nine times fold approximately. So other categories that could be, but this process to be able to be a public benefit organization also has an internal process within the municipality. So the chances are that you are still going to pay these exorbitant rates for the first few months while this process is being implemented by the city. And once again, for some, given the economy, some of the schools are already turning around their coins, so this will have a major impact on the schools.
Is this supposed to be kicking in on Friday, you say?
Yes, so the new budget year for the municipalities do start on the 1st of July, but as you know, usually most of the accounts will only be sent out, you know, after the 15th. So there is still time for the municipality to adjust this thing, and that's why it falls within the urgent court rules, where we, on an urgent basis, be approaching the court to seek this relief.
And you're saying, when are you hoping to go to court with this?
So we hopefully will be able to get their information tomorrow. That is the time that they requested. We would like to send in. We would see if they give good enough answers, or then we will go to the process of discussing the matter with our attorney that would advise us on the best steps forward. But obviously, we must be in court before the first accounts will be sent out by the minister.
So you are saying that there has been no response from the city. You know, before you went the legal route, did you attempt to try and engage with the city at all?
Yes, so this was our attempt to try and engage with the city. Remember, we at a very late stage found out that the decision made by council differed so much regarding the information that was given with the public participation process. If it wasn't that false sense of security that was given to us by the public participation process, this issue could have been tackled along a few weeks ago. But because of the late decision and the late information that we received about the removing of the category, that's why this case of ours is being handled on an urgent basis.
Sure. Thank you so much for making time for us and explaining it all. Mwane Mostert is the head of local government at AfriForum. This affects every single one of us who has a child in school or in university, so we have got to make sure that we get the appropriate answers. We have asked the city to talk to us. They've promised to talk to us tomorrow.
Point of View. Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.